what's up, Gen Z? Riley Hart here, your resident self-care guru who's about to drop some serious truth bombs. Let's talk about something we all feel deep in our bones, that constant pressure, the never-ending cycle of deadlines, social media scrollathons, and FOMO, fear of missing out. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Ooh. Like your mental battery is permanently stuck on low? Ooh. Yeah, me too. That's burnout, fam, and it's basically become the default setting for our generation. But guess what? You don't have to just accept it. We can fight back. And self-care isn't some fluffy unicorn thing. It's your secret weapon against burnout. Let's break it down. Think of self-care as preventative medicine, like flossing, but for your mental health. We floss because we know ignoring plaque leads to cavities, right? Self-care is about recognizing that neglecting your well-being will eventually lead to a major crash. You can't pour from an empty cup, and constantly pushing yourself without breaks is a recipe for disaster. Okay, let's get real. You might be thinking, Riley, I have zero time for self-care. But seriously, you have more time than you think. You spend hours scrolling through TikTok, right? Replace some of that with activities that actually nourish your soul. Think journaling, a walk in nature, even if it's just around the block, or listening to music that makes you feel good. The second thing is setting boundaries. This one's tough because we live in a always-on culture. But seriously, learn to say no. Don't overcommit yourself to things that drain your energy. Prioritize your own well-being and protect your time like it's gold. Remember, you're not responsible for everyone else's happiness. Focus on your own first. Next up, sleep. I know, you think you can survive on 5 hours a night. But trust me, good sleep is non-negotiable. It's like hitting the reset button for your brain and body. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. Now let's talk about fuel. Your body runs on what you put into it. Ditch the processed junk and prioritize whole foods that give you energy. Think fruits, veggies, lean protein, stuff your grandma would approve of. And yeah, a little dark chocolate is cool too, but don't go overboard. Lastly, connect with people who lift you up. Spend time with loved ones who make you laugh, inspire you, and support you. Surround yourself with positivity, because negativity is like a virus that spreads fast. Imagine this. You're at a party. Everyone's buzzing around, feeling stressed, overwhelmed. You, however, are calm, collected, and radiating good vibes. Why? Because you've been practicing self-care. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about making your well-being a priority so you can show up as the best version of yourself in every aspect of your life. Remember, Gen Z, self-care is a skill you build over time. Start small, experiment with what works for you, and don't be afraid to ditch what doesn't. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Ready to level up your self-care game? Hit me up in the DMs. Tag this episode in your TikTok, or stitch it with your own thoughts. Let's build a community of badass Gen Zers who prioritize their well-being. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast like your life depends on it, because, let's be real, it kinda does. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.